The Intercessions for the Eighth Sunday after Trinity. Holy God, out of your goodness, a great crowd was fed and satisfied from a small offering of food. In this time of prayer, we thank you for supplying all our needs, and offer you the love of our hearts as we pray for our church here in Ampleforth, and for our congregations, from the youngest to the oldest, for those of certain faith, and for those who struggle with doubts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for those throughout the world who are physically hungry. We know that so many of the world's people lack enough nourishment. Help us to be diligent in prayer and generous in giving to those agencies which try to alleviate their suffering. We pray especially for the Middlesbrough and Rydale food banks, as they seek to feed the needy. We also pray for the leaders of the world, that they may unite in protecting your creation and create a sustainable environment for all to enjoy. We also pray that protection against the coronavirus is provided for all people, and that those with wealth share it with those who have so little. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we raise before you our homes and our relationships for you to work in. We thank you for the community of which we are part, for those who share with us in its activities, and for all who serve its varied interests. Help us to make our own contribution to the community and to learn to be good neighbours at all times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we place in your hands those who are sick. We ask that you ease their pain and heal the damage they are suffering in body, mind or spirit. Be present with them through the support of friends and in the care of doctors and nurses. In our benefits, we pray for George Pearson, Jean Thompson, Richard Unwin, Joe Priestman, Margaret Matthews, Ruth Taylor, Frieda Shaw, Margaret Dixon, Gareth Thomas, Philippa Mackenzie Smith, Anne Friars and Martin Boothroyd. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we offer our thanks for lives well lived, but now come to an end. Be close to those who are bereaved by their passing, and console them with your unfailing love. At the anniversary of their deaths, we pray for Mary Revel, Hilda Thompson, Eunice Daniel, Margaret Rowntree, Peter Arundale, Ellen McLean, Bob Burns, Edward Hicks, John Skilbeck, and George Collier. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, through these prayers we offer afresh our lives as well as our words. Send us out into the world determined that each moment from now on becomes an offering of love for you. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.